The forthcoming poem is about our fixation with fear, which I might add is definitely here. We're all living like mendicant monk. Our once decadent Cafelati lifestyles are all but defunct. The virus, well, that hangs about us like a prophecy of Macbeth and creates a constant hysteria, as it'd be the new strain of Black Death. The damnable COVID-19 has killed what was once a beautiful hedonistic dream. And this political project of fear, well, that is forever being bombarded into our ear. We've become farmed fish, a human hen, all crushed together in this purgatory pen. Palate fed on popcorn and fet food, courtesy of Aunt Betty and Uncle Ben. It's like feeding the multitude. The four horsemen of the apocalypse have just poisoned the Sea of Galilee. Will the next 5,000 fish be the New Testament to you and me? They say it all began with a bird, a bat, and a Chinaman. Somewhere down in a meat market in the city of Wuhan. From there the virus up and mutated, leaving the province of Hubei. Now it's on a worldwide tour. It's just touched down in Moscow and Mumbai. Strange, but I wonder if this little old bat from Hubei bears any relation to a plague rat that sailed our 1335 out of Shanghai. This dreadful little bacteria certainly caused a mass hysteria. People are wearing Gucci gas masks covered in vodka and aloe vera. The stock market is crashed by $1 trillion. They're handing out straitjacket suicide pills to all the corporate white collars. They've plastered labels and leaflets onto every window and door, but unfortunately, people are having to use them as toilet paper due to the panic buying at the drugstore. The paparazzi and their prophets of doom say that the end of the world is nigh. Well, then there's certainly no point in paying the gas bill if we're all going to die. Others believe it to be a broken glass vial, that it's all been manufactured by the Black Illuminati down on London Square Mile. Perhaps this peaking pandemic is the new type of Blacker Death, a yellow flu with super glue. One thing's for sure, it hangs over us like the prophecy of Macbeth.